Hey, coming up in 1 hour from now, 7:49, give you an opportunity to win tickets to go see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra live in concert December 27th at Little Caesars Arena. Little Caesars Arena, 7:49, give you that opportunity.
Republican leaders in the Senate preparing for a major rules change that would allow them to confirm President Donald Trump's nominees in groups instead of holding individual votes on each one. And supporters say the move is needed to speed up the confirmation process, while critics argue it weakens the Senate's ability to fully vet the president's picks. Well, to break down what's at stake and what this could mean for Washington going forward, we're joined by Fox correspondent, WJR contributor Ryan Smales. Ryan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lloyd. How are you?
I'm good. This nuclear option has been used before by both parties, but, you know, how does this new version compare to the past changes, and why is it so significant right now?
Well, this has kind of been focused on lower-level and cabinet-level nominees. You know, there's been talks about doing this to other positions in the past, but, you know, Leader Thune seems to be very strategic when it comes to who they're trying to do this with. So they're trying to focus on ambassador roles as well as non-high-profile picks, and trying to focus specifically on people who are not considered to be controversial or might have some type of bipartisan support, and trying to vote them in groups and making this go quickly. So it would still not apply to, you know, positions like the CDC director or you know, the UN ambassador. Those roles that still need to be filled by the Trump administration, those would still take some time.
So how would this work then if they change the rules?
Well, they would pretty much be allowed to take a big group of these nominees who are outstanding, whether they're an ambassador position or a lower level, you know, position like a deputy or something like that, and they'd be able to pretty much just vote them in groups. So, okay, you 10 go here. Let's do a voice vote on this. You 10 go here. And that would, you know, because right now the way it's working is that every single one of these positions, whether it's a lower level ambassador role or it's a non-high profile position like in the Justice or something like that, they have to pretty much do an entire roll call vote. They have to do debate. They have to do this very long, drawn out process. And it's really consuming a lot of the Senate's time, to the point that they, in some cases, have to be very strategic about what legislation they push forward.
There's also these reports out that there is some movement, some forward movement in the Jeffrey Epstein push by some Congress members to try to bring this to light. There's a report in the New York Times that says that this is getting to the point where it might be a success. They might get this to a vote. Where is that at this point?
Right now, they need to have just a few more people sign it on the Democrat side, and then they need two more Republicans, and then they can force a vote on the discharge petition and pretty much get the Jeffrey Epstein vote to the floor. So, yes, they are pretty close to the point that if they just get two more Republicans to jump on board with this, they might be able to get it there.
You know, back to this rule change, Ryan, at one point, the Democrats and the Republicans seemed close to a bipartisan deal until, as Senator Schumer put it, the president personally told him to go to HELL. What happened behind the scenes that caused those talks to collapse?
Good question. You know, Schumer has been a pretty fierce critic of this from the start. This is probably one of his few ways to really have leverage over the Republicans. And, you know, President Trump has not exactly been patient about this. He's getting a little frustrated. It's kind of like, you know, watching your NFL team have two new coordinators on the field. And, you know, you have to realize that it's going to take some time to get them across the finish line or get them to start having, you know, production. But right now it's not happening. And that's kind of the thing with President Trump right now, is that he's watching this go down. And he's got a lot of people that he wants in place, but it's moving at a snail's pace. And also keep in mind, too, this is the only time this has really ever happened to this point. Thune likes to point out that this is the only president to this point in his presidency who has not had either a roll call vote or a unanimous consent or voice vote for any one of his nominees. So that's been frustrating.
What if you're of the point of view that you really need to vet all of these people who are going to have not executive level jobs or lifetime appointments, but very important jobs in the government, and you have no sunlight if they're just voted in groups?
Well, you would still have to go through the committees and have those votes there, and there would still be meetings and the vetting process before that. It's pretty much, I think, how they want to do this is go about just specifically the roll call vote, where, you know, you have to go one by one, you have to change the procedure, you have to end debate, all that. They want to be able to just to vote them quickly, because it takes a while to vote in the Senate, believe it or not. And when you actually watch it go down, you're like, wow, this really does consume a lot of the Senate's time. So you would still have, they would still have to go through their respective committees and still have to get endorsements. And that's why I think GOP leadership is trying to make it clear that they're focusing on the ones who are considered to be non-controversial or at least have some type of bipartisan support towards them.
Looking down the road, Ryan, you know, do you think this move kind of sets the stage for faster government action, or is it going to just cause deeper partisan warfare in Washington?
You know, we'll have to wait and see. You know, you have to keep in mind that this has been talked about in the past. This has been something that has been considered by both sides, where they've said that they honestly, some of them feel that there are just too many positions in the executive branch and in the president's office that requires Senate confirmation. So there has been talks about changing these rules in the past. It's not been acted on to this extent just yet. So this is kind of what's forcing it. But there have been bipartisan talks about this in the past that the Senate's floor time is just simply eaten up too much with appointing positions.
Ryan Smells, Fox correspondent, WJR contributor. Always a pleasure getting your insight. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you, Lloyd.
The other thing going on, of course, is the Epstein situation. And I don't know if Ryan is one of them. We could have asked him, but all these lawmakers were asked, what did they think of the signature and the caricature and drawing in the Epstein birthday book? Byron Donald had a very succinct answer.
From what I see, it's not a signature. I've seen Donald Trump sign a million things.
This doesn't look like his signature to you?
Nope. Doesn't look like it. I've watched him sign nonstop.
Okay.
I don't know.
When I saw pictures, you know, and they showed pictures of when he was just signing the one name as opposed to how he signs now. And a lot of them look the same to me, but okay.
Here's the president on the Epstein birthday letter.
It's not my signature, and it's not the way I speak. And anybody that's covered me for a long time know that's not my language. It's nonsense. And frankly, you're wasting your time. All you do is trying to get off the great success of D.C. and about 200 other things we've done that are so successful.
Yesterday was funny. I heard him talking about he doesn't draw. Because in this particular picture,
yeah,
it's a silhouette or an outline
of a
female body.
Yeah.
And Trump's like, I don't draw. That's not what I do. I don't do that. Sometimes I'll draw building with a little roof on top, and I'll sign that. He goes, but I don't draw.
The explanations now are getting ridiculous.
I did think that was a little funny. I did.
All right, coming up, guys, Wayne County treasurer, he's asked to pause the foreclosure on some Detroit homes under $50,000. That's next.